Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 18th. Today's word is chapel, spelled C-H-A-P-E-L. Chapel is a noun that means a subordinate or private place of worship. It can also mean a place of worship used by a Christian group other than an established church, or a choir of singers belonging to a chapel. Chapel can also mean a chapel service or assembly at a school or college. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Times Record of Fort Smith, Arkansas, by Thomas Sakente. The monastery contains a chapel, 26 bedrooms, a kitchen, a dining room, meeting rooms, offices, a library, and a gift shop. The word chapel is ultimately derived from the late Latin word cappa, meaning cloak. How did we get from a garment to a building? The answer to this question has to do with a shrine created to hold the sacred cloak of St. Martin of Tours. In medieval Latin, the shrine was called capella, from a diminutive of cappa, meaning short cloak or cape, in reference to the relic it contained. Later, the meaning of capella broadened to include any building that housed a sacred relic, and eventually to a place of worship. Anglo-French picked up the term as chapelle, which in turn passed into English as chapel in the 13th century. In case you're wondering, the term a cappella, meaning without instrumental accompaniment, entered English from Italian, where it literally means in chapel style. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.